team is 6 foot senior guard Easton Skinner, and the guy to pay close attention to is number 33, 6'7" senior center Joseph Hornick. Hornick averaging about a double-double last year. He was a first-team all-conference selection, and if I heard right on Tuesday, like you said, size might be a problem for the Bears this year, especially while Scooter Osborne is out with that injury, and while he's not the tallest kid, he is able to control the opponent's offense a little bit. Bears win the tip, go straight to Friga, who lays it up and in. Good transition off the tip for the Bears, and Ryan Friga puts Willow up 2-0. The Bison bring it into the front court. Buffalo works it around the arc. They'll get it up top. Now fling it right side for Cox. Cox in the paint puts it up and in. Stephen Cox, 6'1" senior, ties it to 2 in the corner. Rogers dribbles in and draws the foul. It's going to be a hold on the Bison. That'll be our first foul of the night.
Cox picks up the foul for the Bison.
Bears will inbound underneath their own basket with James. Lob it to Kohler in the corner. Flips it up top to Rogers. Right back to James. Open for 3. It's no good. But an illegal screen called on the Bears. It's Ryan Kohler. Offensive foul on Kohler. It turns it over for the Bears. Three-pointer was missed anyway, but takes away any opportunity for a rebound, and the Bison will bring it back the other way. Bears in a zone defense and a travel on Buffalo. Cox took an extra bounce after his jump step, turns it over, and the Bears will bring it back.
Looks like the Bison are going to pick him up 3/4.
James and Friga will play the backcourt. Friga bounces it back to James. Colby, nice pass underneath, wide open. Kohler lays it up and in. Through the defense and found Kohler wide open. Bears up 4-2. Buffalo on the other end. They'll flip it to the right side for Hickey. Into the middle. There's Warnick. Finds his teammate underneath who lays it up and in. Cox again. Warnick with some unselfish play. Bears. Rogers. Underneath. Try to get it to Friga, who draws the foul from Buffalo. And the Bears will take it out of bounds. Underneath their basket, tied at 4, 6:42 to go first quarter. Bears and the Buffalo Bison in the consolation bracket of the Stratford Invitational. Bears lob it out to Rogers at midcourt. Jace brings it in. Jump stop needs some help. Trap, bounce it to Friga at the top of the key. Ryan inside, now back out to Rogers. Bounce it midcourt for James. Draws a trap, bounce it right side for Friga. Free throw line jumper, Will Banks is off the mark. Rebound comes out to the Bison. Hickey, or rather Phillips, wants to run with it, throws it away out of bounds over the head of his intended target, which was Skinner, who would have had an opening, but the Bison turned it over.
Looks like the Bison are going to attack the ball, it looks like. That's their planned defense here.
Bears break the press, get it to Kohler on the right side, wide open. Wilbanks for 3 on the left side, got it. Can't leave Braxton open. Wilbanks puts the Bears up 7-4. Buffalo quickly on the other end. They'll flip it right side for Cox, who scored all 4 of Buffalo's first quarter points. Hickey back to Phillips. Phillips, top of the key. Needs a little help. They'll throw it into the corner. 3 ball up for Hickey. It's off the mark. Rebound tipped and controlled by Hornick. Hornick over to Phillips. Launches a long-range 2. Won't go. Friga with a tough rebound. And the Bears push it. James across midcourt. Colby behind his back. Takes the screen. Flips to Friga on the right side. Friga, nice jump stop. Left block. Put it up. No, but draws the foul. And Friga will go to the line shooting 2 for the Bears.
That'll be the second team foul, or the third team foul on Buffalo. And it goes against the big man, Hornick.
Friga will shoot 2. First one is good. 5:26 to go first quarter. Willow leading 8-4 now. Second free throw is no good. Rims out. Rebound by Cox. He'll throw it ahead to Phillips. Phillips in traffic. Lost the ball. Picked up by his teammates. Get it to Cox. Right block. Stood up. Now fires a shot up. Won't go. Rebound underneath. Put it up and in. Skinner with the putback. And a timeout by Buffalo. Bison timeout, 5:12 to go first quarter. Willow leading 8-6. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Welcome back to Bear Basketball. 5:12 left to go in the first quarter. It's 8-6. Bears up by 2 over the Buffalo Bison.
Bears with the ball. James slows it down as he brings it across midcourt.
They've changed their defense, Marty.
Going into a zone defense. Lob it to Kohler underneath. Ryan's got it on the block, put it up, missed it, but he's fouled. And Kohler will shoot 2 for the Bears.
Already the 15th foul on the Buffalo Bison.
Bears not shying away from going inside, and that could be part of the plan. Hornick, their best player. Obviously, Buffalo wants to keep him out of foul trouble. Kohler's free throw is off the front of the rim, no good.
Bears had trouble at the free throw line the other night, and it's kind of continued here.
Second one rims out, missed them both, so Buffalo gets the ball back with a chance to tie or take the lead here. Hickey on the right side. Phillips pulls up for 3. It is off the mark. Rebound, Kohler, or rather Friga. No Wilbanks underneath. I'll get him right eventually. James pushes it back the other way. Gets it across midcourt. Colby. Nice pass over to Friga on the right side. He'll go baseline. Right block. Put it up. Blocked by Hornick. But Friga gets it back. Now Rogers in the corner. Contested 3. Won't go. Hornick with the rebound. 8-6. Willow approaching the halfway point in the first quarter.
Bears have had some good shots. They haven't all gone down, but they've had some good shots.
Got to keep taking them. Cox on the left wing. He'll fire up to Phillips. Phillips, top of the key, picked up by James, works it into the corner for Cox. Cox dribbles in the paint, floater, banks it in. Cox has 6 of Buffalo's 8, and we're tied at 8 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. James to Rogers on the right corner. Rogers fires into the corner for Friga on the left side, buries it. Ryan Friga for 3. Bears needed that. Back on top, 11-8. Now Rogers called for the foul as Phillips tried to drive. Be the second team foul on the Bears. Substitution time for Buffalo. Their first sub for either team tonight. They'll send in number 14, Nick Vetra, and number 32, Blake Chica. Buffalo with the inbound. They'll lob it up top. Looking down low, Rogers deflects the pass. Back to Phillips, inside, Hornick lays it up and in. Good reverse layup by Hornick. And it's 11-10, Bears by 1. 3.5 to go first quarter. James, trapped, gets it away to Friga. Friga to James up top, takes the shot. Now pull up, jumper, right wing, won't go. Rebound tip on the floor, Buffalo's got it. The Bison come back, looking for their first lead of the night. Phillips. Up top, pass deflected and lost out of bounds. Saved by Buffalo, but to Friga. And Ryan will bring it across midcourt. Friga gets past his man. Dishes to James. Up top, Wilbanks. Rogers in the corner for 3. Rims out. Rebound, Buffalo.
Should have been better on the boards that time. Bears kind of let that one get away.
Phillips brings it across midcourt. Takes the pass. Holds it high above his head. Now throws it out left wing. For Chica, loses the ball. James with the steal. Ahead to Rogers, lays it up and in. Good move. From James to Rogers, Bears back up by 3. Buffalo into the front court. Hornick up top. Finds it to Chica. Now right side for Phillips. Buffalo works it around the arc. 2:15 to go first quarter. Bears leading by 3. Right side. Going to drive in and a double dribble called on Riley Phillips.
5 turnovers for the Bison early in the game. Bears have none so far.
Only a 3-point lead for the Bears, but you feel like they're playing pretty well. Shots really aren't falling.
Yeah.
And you feel like if the Bears can continue the pressure on the defensive end, then the offense will follow suit.
Oh,
James is trying to go to Kohler. Kohler wasn't ready for it. And it's a steal by the Bison. Buffalo draws the foul. On the other end, I think it's Rogers again, and that's his second. And Matthew Miller will come in for the Bears. Rogers will have to sit for a while. Still 2 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Cox has two fouls for Buffalo, too, so both teams have a little bit of foul trouble early.
Hornick takes the inbound pass. Flips it back to Phillips. Phillips will dribble to the right side, and he walks. I didn't see that.
Neither.
But the official was confident, and it's another turnover for Buffalo.
1:50 left to go in the first quarter. Bears by three at this point.
Bears will take it in the backcourt. James. It's over to Coach Forrest. Brings it across midcourt. Frigga inside to Kohler. Kohler outside. Wilbank for three. No good. Rebound comes out long. Loose on the floor. And it is picked up by Miller. Miller ahead to Frigga. Goes for the lay-in. No good. Gets his own rebound and draws the foul from Buffalo. The Bears will take it out of bounds, and a missed opportunity there for the Bears for an easy lay-in.
Bears had some good opportunities there. Did a good job chasing the ball, too.
Yeah, good hustle.
Yep, good hustle by the Bears. Second foul on Skinner for Buffalo.
Skinner comes out. Hickey back in for the Bison. James lobs it out to Miller. Miller takes a couple dribbles. Away to Frigga. Frigga up top, drives to the right side into the corner for Wilbank, gets it back. There's James, open for a long three. It is off the mark. Rebound, Frigga. Ryan with a good rebound, trying to get a shot off, throws it up. It's up for grabs. Wilbank's got it, goes to the rack, draws the foul, and Braxton will go to the line shooting two. The Bears continue to get opportunities, just not going down.
You know who I'm impressed with early in this game is the senior, Frigga. Ryan Frigga is playing a game.
Well, he always rebounds, but tonight we're seeing him handle the ball really well and do some of those other things that this team's going to need him to do. Wilbank's free throw is good.
That is the second foul, by the way, on Hornick for Buffalo, and he has to go out. So three Buffalo Bison in foul trouble already.
Jay Sheriff, the 6-foot junior, comes in to replace him. Missed free throw by Wilbank, 14-10, with a minute to go in the first quarter. Bears on top. Buffalo. Working around the arc, they'll lob it. Makes the catch, throws it inside. Foul called underneath on the Bears before the shot. Bison will take it out of bounds underneath their own basket. We'll see who the foul's on.
Wilbanks?
No. Miller. Miller picks up the foul.
Fourth team foul on the Bears.
Phillips will trigger the inbound. He and Hickey are the only two starters in there right now for the Bison. Three starters sitting with two fouls for Buffalo. Hickey takes the inbound, gives it back to Phillips. Phillips, nice pass, shot up and good from the left block for Blake Chyka. 14-12, Bison back to within two. 35 seconds to go first quarter. Frigga draws the defense, bounces to Kohler on the baseline. Kohler travels, and they're going to call a jump ball. Possession arrow will go to Buffalo with 29 seconds to go in the first quarter. Bears letting Buffalo hang around here in the early going. This would be a time you'd want to see him push on the gas with 60% of Buffalo's starting lineup out with foul trouble. 20 seconds. Bison on the right wing. They'll kick it up top. Get it to Vetra. Hickey. Over to Phillips on the left wing. He'll backpedal. James comes out to guard him with 10. Phillips. Hickey. Back to Phillips with 5. Dribbles to the right side. Pump fake. Back to Phillips. He'll fire a wild three to end the first quarter. It's off the mark and air ball. And that's the end of quarter number one here from Stratford. In the consolation bracket of the Stratford tournament, Bears lead the Buffalo Bison 14-12. After one. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Second quarter getting underway here at Stratford in the consolation bracket. Bears leading by two over Buffalo, 14-12. Bears have the ball to start the second quarter.
Frigga, James, Wilbank, Kohler, and Stewart, five on the floor for the Bears as we start quarter number two. Bears with a 2-point lead. They've led throughout, but it's never been a comfortable lead. Stewart, Frigga, top of the key. He'll dribble to the right side, picks it up, holds it above his head, flips it back to Stewart. As the Bison play a 2-1-2 zone. James pulls up, jumper good from the free throw line. James, with I believe his first point of the night, puts the Bears up 16-12. Phillips into the front court for the Bison. He'll lob it. Hornick back out there with two fouls. Dribbles in, and a foul called on the Bears as Cox took the pass in the paint, and there was a shove by one of the Villa Bears.
Cox is back in there now, too, for Buffalo. He also has two fouls and was one of the starters.
Aiden Stewart gets whistled for that foul. Hornick takes the inbound play and just lays it up and in. That was way too easy. And the Bison are back to within two. James into the front court. Wilbank, top of the key. Frigo on the left side. 2-1-2 has bothered the Bears a little bit here in the first half. James pulls up, long two, won't go. Rebound Bison. 7 minutes to play in the half. Bears leading by two. They've got it wrong on the scoreboard.
Well, they do.
Bison. Hornick in the corner. Flips it back to Cox. Cox gets loose in the paint, but Stewart tips it away, and it's a steal for the Bears. Stewart. A little miscommunication there as he ends up with the ball and flips it back to James. The Bears get it across midcourt. James spins, fires backdoor to Frigga. Frigga at the free throw line. Back to James, top of the key. Into the corner for Stewart. Stewart to Kohler on the baseline, tries the pass, tips back to him. Kohler in the paint, looking to go up for the shot, gets the foul, and will go to the line shooting two. And if that's on Hornick, that's his third. It's either on him or Sheriff.
It's on Sheriff, yeah.
The Bison can breathe a little sigh of relief there. Kohler's free throws are not going in.
He is 0-for-3 from the free throw line. Bears back to 0 are 1 out of 5 from the free throw line. That's not good.
Kohler will get one more.
He needs to kind of get a little more arch on it. There we go.
Makes the second, and the Bears up by 3, 17-14, 6:20 to go in the second quarter. Bison into the front court, lose it out of bounds. Just an unforced turnover.
Well, actually, some Bear defense tipped the ball.
Okay.
Tipped the ball, and then the player tried to retrieve it, and it went out of bounds off his hands.
Vetra couldn't handle the pass. Bears will take it. Turnovers by the Bison are
yes.
They're kind of shooting themselves in the foot here. Trailing by just 3.
Going back to this ball
Bears
defense.
Nearly turned it over. Kohler's got it. Left block, put it up. Blocked underneath by Hornick. And then he draws the foul from the Bears on the other end. And if he hadn't been fouled, he had an outlet pass that would have resulted in an easy layup.
Yeah.
So the Bison will shoot the one in bonus now. You can finish your thoughts. Sorry.
That's all right. Frigga picked up the foul his first and 7th team foul on the Bears.
Just the 6, apparently. I thought it was 7, too, but Bison will inbound with their 16 foul on the Bears. Bison working around the arc. Up top, Phillips. Phillips, right side for Cox. Cox dribbles into the paint, gets tied up, but manages to get it away to Phillips in the corner. Phillips dribbles with his right up to the top of the key and handed off to Hornick. Now back to Cox. Bison don't seem to want to take 3-pointers. And they turn it over again.
Yep.
Bad pass in the paint. Frigga's there to steal it for the Bears. Frigga. James, right side, open for 3. No good. Rebound tip. Wilbanks has it. Back out to James. Colby. Backpedals towards midcourt. Draws the defense. Now Miller for 3 left side. No good. Rebound Frigga underneath. Gets fouled.
He gets fouled by Cox, and I think that'll be Cox's 3rd foul, if it, indeed it is on Cox.
That will send Frigga to the line, shooting the one and bonus for the Bears. It is on Cox, and he's a guy that, I mean, Hornick's the guy that everything kind of works around for Buffalo, but Cox is the one that he's got the ball in his hands a lot.
He's the playmaker.
Yeah, he and Phillips really compliment Hornick. Frigga's free throw is no good, off the mark, and the Bears still struggling with their free throws.
Yeah.
And back come the Bison, still just a 3-point lead for the Bears. Bison work it into the baseline. Nice pass underneath, and a travel call, though. Before he could get the shot up, Vetra took an extra step, and that's 2 straight times down the floor that Vetra has turned it over for the Bison. 5 minutes to go in the half. James blows past his defender, then loses it. And Matthew Miller is going to be whistled for the foul. And the Bison will shoot free throws now. Skinner will go to the line shooting 1-1.
That was only the second turnover by the Bears tonight, so they're playing well in that category. But as Brent Colley pointed out to me the other night, sometimes turnovers don't indicate the final result of the game.
The Bears aren't taking advantage of opportunity.
Well, they didn't the other night either. They had 19 turnovers, or they forced the other team into 19 turnovers, Cassville, and lost the game.
Figure at some point those shots are going to start falling, but they just haven't really here in the first half. First shot is good by Skinner. They'll have another. Second one is up and no good off the back of the rim. Stewart's there for the rebound. Stewart brings it across midcourt, gives it up to James. James, back to Stewart. James lobs it right side. Frigga goes baseline, cut off. He's got two guys on him. He is trapped on the baseline, fires it out to Stewart, and the Bears will reset. James, left wing. Philby takes it underneath, goes back to Stewart, and a timeout by Coach Forrest and the Bears. Halfway through the second quarter here from Stratford, Bears leading Buffalo 17-15. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
4:29 left to go here in the first half of play. Very low-scoring second quarter here. 4:29 left. We've only had 3 points by each team here in the second quarter, so not much going through the net right now. But the Bears have the ball and lead by 17-15.
Colby James has it in midcourt for the Bears after the timeout from Coach Forrest. Bounces to Kohler on the baseline. Kohler cross court to Frigga. Frigga pump fake, dribbles into the baseline and turns it over. Pass tipped by Hornick, and now Stewart steals it back but goes backcourt while doing it. And Coach Forrest has a good argument there. Stewart was stealing that right on the midcourt line. His momentum carried him over. That's illegal play, I believe.
The official didn't think so.
It's backcourt on the Bears.
Yeah. So that's three turnovers now on the Bears. Actually four, I guess. You count Stewart's.
Bison with the ball. They'll get it to Hornick. Nice pass underneath. Shot up. Counted and one. As Skinner makes the basket, a chance for a three-point play. He's tied it at 17 and a chance for Buffalo to take their first lead of the night with 4:05 to go in the second quarter.
First foul on Wilbanks for the Bears.
Free throw is no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Hornick, I thought, but apparently it was Kohler. And the Bison will maintain possession.
Tied up. No chance for them to take the lead here.
4 minutes to go, second quarter. Bison trying to get it in. They'll lob it back to Hornick. Hornick gets around Kohler. He's got a clear path to the basket. Easy, easy layup for Hornick, and Buffalo's got their first lead of the night, 19-17. James to the free throw line. Kicks it back. Wilbanks for three. No good. Rebound comes out to the baseline.
Out of bounds.
And a foul called. Well, no, they're going to say out of bounds.
I think
on the Bison.
Buffalo out of bounds. So the Bears will get it back.
James will inbound. Give Kohler a look. Looks at Wilbanks. He'll lob it into the backcourt for Frigga. Frigga. James on the right side. James always looking. Lobs it cross court to Stewart. Back up top to Frigga. Right wing for James. James, pull up. Jumper is good. Fadeaway jumper on the right wing. He just made something happen there. Tied at 19. Bison on the baseline. Quickly kick it back to Hicks. Hornick. Up top, spins, right wing jumper is no good. Foul on the Bears. Phillips got a shot off, but Bears again with a foul.
Maybe Frigga with this foul. Nope. James gets charged with that foul. That's nine team fouls on the Bears.
Phillips at the line shooting two. We're tied 19 all, 3:18 to go in the first half. First one is good. Buffalo back out in front. We'll give you a tournament update coming up at halftime. Preview what's left of this tournament. And We'll look at area games and take a look at what we've got on the schedule for next week. Second free throw, no good. Wilbanks is there for the rebound. To James, ahead to Stewart. Across midcourt, Stewart bounced it to Kohler. Kohler back to Stewart. Wilbanks is passed, tipped, and stolen by Skornik, and then he throws it away. James catches it in the backcourt. Ahead to Wilbanks. Wilbanks to the full head of steam to the rack. Oh, it doesn't go, but he's fouled.
Oh, man.
Good move by Braxton Wilbanks. He just decided, I'm going to go after this, and I'd like to see that move from the sophomore.
Well, that's Hornick's third foul. So the big man has three for Buffalo.
Really productive move for that purpose, and yeah. Now get a couple of free throws out of it.
Yeah.
Wilbanks' free throw is good, and we're tied at 20. 2:56 to go. Hornick will go back to the bench. That's where he'll stay for the last 3 minutes of the half. Jace Rogers has been out of the game for a long time.
He's long
one of the Bears with two fouls. Second free throw is off the front of the rim. Rebound is tipped out of bounds by Buffalo, and it'll go back to the Bears. Neither team really wanting to win this game really bad.
Neither team looking especially sharp right now.
James will inbound from underneath the basket to Kohler. Kohler in the corner. Being harassed, he'll get to the block, put it up, count it and one. Good move by Ryan Kohler.
It looks like Coach Forrest has kind of switched his personnel inside. He's kind of moved Kohler outside and put Wilbanks inside.
Yeah.
So that may be paying off right now. Second foul on Sheriff.
Free throw is no good. Rebound Friga underneath. He gets a jump ball. And possession arrow will go to Buffalo. Willow on top, 22-20, 2:49 to go first half. Back in is Vetra for the Bison.
Kohler
will take the inbound.
Kohler missed the free throw, right?
He did. As free throw woes continue.
Yeah.
Phillips, cross midcourt, draws the trap. Gets it away to Skinner, then his pass tip, stolen by Kohler, ahead to James. Colby to the rack, lays it up and in. Bears back up by four, and a timeout by Buffalo. 2:30 to go first half from Strafford. Willow leads Buffalo 24-20. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
2:30 left to go in the half. Bears have opened up a four-point lead on the Bison after the Bison got back ahead here earlier in the quarter, but turnovers really affected the Buffalo Bison. They have turned the ball over a dozen times here in the first half.
Bison inbound. Get it to midcourt. Bears are waiting to trap. As soon as they get it across the line, and they nearly throw it away. Skinner makes the catch, but he travels. Whistles blow, and it's a timeout. No?
Turnover.
Turnover. Okay. I didn't see the official signal for that turnover.
Yep.
Okay. Bears with the ball after another Bison turnover. James across midcourt. They'll leave it for Stewart. Back to James on the right side. Into the corner for Wilbanks. Wilbanks up top to Stewart. James loose in the corner for three. Got it. James picked up his scoring in the second quarter. And the Bears go up by seven. And they force the issue at midcourt, but the Bison able to get it across the timeline. Get it underneath. Layup is good. Nice ball movement by Buffalo, avoided the turnover, got the easy basket from Chikra. 27-22, Bears by five, James for three again, yep.
Three more.
James feeling it here in the second quarter, and the Bears are up by eight. Again, the trap, and it works again. Bison with a turnover. Stewart in traffic, gives it right back, and then fouls. So Buffalo will go to the line, and fortunate for the Bears. They had a turnover, a chance to really flex here as we wind down the second quarter, and now Buffalo's got a chance to stop the momentum a little bit.
Second foul on Aiden Stewart. Put Skinner at the line. Shooting two, we're in the double bonus now. Both teams, 10 fouls.
Skinner's free throw is no good. Matthew Miller comes back in for Stewart. Miller, James, Friga, Wilbanks, and Kohler, five on the floor for Willow. Second shot by Skinner is no good. Missed them both. Rebound comes out, tipped out of bounds off of
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
by Kohler to force the issue there. And now the Bears will have it. 8-point lead and a minute 23 to go until halftime. James brings it across midcourt. Miller wide open for three, left side. Air ball caught by the Buffalo Bison. Hickey into the front court. He'll give it up to Phillips. Buffalo, a couple of their prime players on the bench with three fouls and a travel on Buffalo.
That's 15 turnovers in the first half for the Bison. To only five for the Bears, and the Bears didn't have any until the second quarter.
Their game plan has really been, I mean, this has gone exactly how they wanted it to, just not making their shots. Until now, last couple minutes have been good. Kohler gets loose, left block, trying to get a shot off, leaves it short. Wilbanks with the rebound. Braxton puts it up and in.
There you go. I like Braxton Wilbanks. He's playing in underneath the basket.
Phillips to the right side. Stood up by James. Hickey up top. Into the corner. Zelta back to Hickey. Skinner pass tip. Hickey gets it back, tries to throw it underneath. It's corralled, then tips back to Phillips. Up top, Miller with the steal. Bears turn him over again with 15 seconds left to go until halftime. Wilbanks to James. Colby with 10. Nice pass underneath to Kohler. He can't handle it, though. Tries to get a shot off and does. Counted in one. Stuck with it. And Kohler with a chance for a three-point play as the Bears finishing the half on a flourish.
On a big run, yes, they are.
Kohler, chance for a three-point play. 6 seconds left to go in the half. The senior's free throw is good. Rims in. Buffalo to Phillips with five. With four. Phillips trapped to Hickey with one. No shot. Yes, there is a shot. He just did get it off, but it's off the backboard. No good. And that brings us to halftime here at the Strafford Invitational with the Willow Springs Bears leading Buffalo 35-22 at the half. We'll come back with some stats and a look ahead to the rest of the Strafford tournament and next week's high school basketball here on KUKU. Again, halftime, Bears leading 35-22. Back in 3 minutes, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.